After nearly 4 hours of talks, President Mohamed Morsi has agreed to hold a conference aimed at discussing the future of the judicial system in Egypt. Discussing project laws to be later presented to the Shura Council is also on the agenda.
The president has praised the idea of a justice conference, as the president said that he is confident that during this conference solutions will be discussed for all of the obstacles facing justice, not to mention discussing project laws that will be presented to Legislative Council.
Egypt's judges have escalated the tone of their defiance to what they describe as unprecedented assault on the country's judiciary. Ahmed Zint, head of the Judges Club, said during a club's emergency meeting that members will be boycotting any meeting with the presidency till the judicial project laws are discarded.
We all came to say no to the assault on Egypt's judiciary, no to the infringement of the executive and legislative powers on the judiciary, and finally no to any dialogue with the president till our demands are met.
The legislative amendments proposed by President Morsi's ruling Freedom and Justice Party include lowering the age of retirement and subsequently forcing almost 3,000 judges into early retirement. On another front, the Muslim Brotherhood accuses many judges of being fulul, or remnants of the previous regime, who abused their position in order to counter the revolution which ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011. Egypt's judiciary is the latest battleground between the president and his opponents. But how this conflict will play out remains to be seen, as the president has called for a justice conference aimed at discussing the future of the country's judicial system. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.